go. We see the hype outside, right from the house. Took it straight from outside, straight to the couch. We put the mic outside, edit shit out. You letting the scouts outside, we running this couch. Ain't no control in the game, they never leave. I got tats over my veins, cause that what I bleed. She drink a lot of the bourbon, like she from the street. We got control of the flows in her. We heard that your wave went dry, we flooding the drought. Heard that your hood outside, we added some routes. We having the goods outside, move it in and out. We letting the scouts outside, we running the scouts.
Nigga, the cops outside, lock up the house, we keep the team on high, some gold in their mouth, nigga, the Porsche outside, with at the top, she one of my most outside, bringing the shots, tell these phony bitches beat it, with that Photoshop and body Adobe, helmet, she in there making panini, she know I got all the bread, she know me, got it. Also, I've been busy, it's been a minute since my niggas done known it. Howdy, Cleveland boy, he make him pay. Yes, that Cleveland boy, he done made a way. Hey, headed for somewhere to go. Anywhere, cinema, these niggas don't know where to go. Gotta keep giving them heat. Time to go double though, time to add up the mad. And I've been dealing with so many things, having so many dreams.
Let's go! Verbose.xyz. I'm the mad salesman, Miles Lowroad, hanging with you tonight on our 64th episode. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us. I am joined today by two amazing beings, one being Crafter, a.k.a. My Dick Run Hot, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. 2-for-1 at Arby's Special. How you doing tonight, sir?
Yo, I'm geared and heared.
he's geared and heared. Also tonight, I have the Don, a.k.a. allergic to the world, a.k.a. the world is allergic to him. How are you doing tonight, sir?
That's you.
Exactly. That ain't that koof-koof. That is pollen. That okay. He ain't got
yeah,
that
koof-koof. Oh, same.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm looking forward to this.
Right on. We got some things tonight to talk about. Mostly COVID land, but so much has happened. I haven't had this many clips in a minute, and it's just because there's so much going on right now. There's so many different angles to it. It's been kind of boring for a minute because it's all like numbers and deaths and stay closed, stay open. But now it's like some things feel like it's finally coming to fruition. Like people are starting to fucking wake up and get riled up and want to fuck shit up. Also, I cracked a beer for you tonight, Don. I'm drinking this beer for you. Not because I want to. It's because I want to, through osmosis, have you appreciate this beer.
Kind.
So, cheers.
Kind.
Oh, Miller Lite.
Okay. Wow. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
There you go.
When I was 14 with Miller Lite.
Yeah, I have the taste buds of a 14-year-old, like, beer-wise. Like, back in the day, it was Pabst Blue Ribbon. And even before Pabst Blue Ribbon, it was like Milwaukee's best. It was like the Beast Ice and the Beast, dude. Yeah, rugged ass beers. And then for some reason, Pabst Blue Ribbon became kind of sweet to me. That was like in 2008 or so, 2009. And then I started like branching out. I drank Coors Light for the longest time. Now it's Miller Lite. I like my beer like water.
Like water.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the 1898 beer, the Barks root beer, you know.
Okay. All right, I see.
Yeah.
I could respect that. I know Don doesn't drink either. But when you did, what beer were you into?
I don't know. I mean, the most beer I've ever drank would have to be like fucking like Keystone Light or something like that because I went to college.
I'm down with that, dude. I'm down with some Keystone Light. Fuck around. How about you, Don?
Yeah, college we got into the PBR and stuff like that, but I was from New York near Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So Labatt's Blue, Olsen,
okay.
That was all 6.5%. New York had a max of 5% on the beer, so.
Interesting. I haven't drank above 4 in a really long time. I drink a brewery beer and I'm fucking, my dick's in the dirt. I like Molson. I like those, I like Canadian beers because they're like sweet watery, you know.
Do you ever have Brador? Molson Brador?
I don't think I've had Molson Brador. I've had a Molson Ice, I believe. Interesting. I'm gonna fucking hit up some Canadian beer and shit. Labatt is such garbage. Oh my god, it's so good.
One of the chicks I was banging in college reaches over and says, "Give me one of those Brader beers."
What?
Yeah, me and my roommate escorted her outside of the suite. She never came back.
Give me one of those Brader beers. What did you just say? Go on.
Yeah.
Go on with you.
Out.
That's fucking beautiful. Oh, yeah, fuck that shit, dude. Should have a circle and a cross through that shit, bro. Fuck that. A lot going on in the world right now, in COVID world. Fucking, how do we get our minds off of this? Actually, I gotta play a quick clip. I just have to do this. I heard, so yay. Fucking Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan, and they were talking about this monkey on a motorcycle that fucking drags a baby, and I'm like, we have to fucking watch this.
Oh, I love this video. This video is
have you
so confusing. Like, you have so many questions after this. I'll let you start off. Go ahead. Just...
All right, here we go. Where? What the fuck?
Hey,
it comes
hey,
back!
Hey, mask. Hey!
Oh, wait, we gotta see that one more time. We gotta see that one more time. Ew!
Hey. Alright,
hold on. I don't think that fucking bike is an actual motorcycle. That's not
no,
a real...
It's just like a little push bike.
Yeah, that's what that is. Because Joe Rogan made it sound like fucking... This monkey was like shifting gears on a dirt bike, you know? I'm like... You know what I mean? I was like, dude, this monkey is intelligent.
But that is the first question. How the fuck did this monkey get a bike? Who the fuck gave this monkey a bike? And why?
But don't you think people, like humans, give monkeys all kinds of things? Like, you think about, like, the, you know, they give them weird hats and stuff. Or those grinder monkeys that, like... They fucking turn a box and, like, play sounds and shit. You know what I mean? For performance on the street. We give monkeys all kinds of things, dude. We give monkeys cigarettes. And they fucking smoke that shit, man. Monkey,
okay.
A monkey will smoke a cigarette, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah
who
question
the f- that
two,
was...
though.
Okay.
Why is this kid's head so big? Is this a, like, Zika thing or something? Like,
bro,
like, that's bigger than all the other ones on the bench.
Hold on, dude. Yeah, you're right, though. Let me find a good... I don't know. Maybe the kid's, like, actually two.
Okay, maybe I'm shaming him. Maybe I'm just being a dick here. Okay, fuck it. Okay.
What? All right,
how is the monkey so goddamn strong, dude? Just fucking, like, yanks that kid. Like,
dude, watch this part.
Hey.
Hold on. It kind of skipped out. But, yeah, that's right where it's at. It's like, that monkey fucking just books it. You're like... It's like a cartoon almost. Ew! Oh my god!
Hey.
Oh my god! It's like horror movie. That kid is gonna be traumatized for fucking ever.
And my final question is: what was that monkey gonna do with that kid? What was his plan?
Right. Okay, but that begs the counter question, or like a refined question to that: what can monkeys make plans? Right. Like, and
yeah,
if a monkey.
I don't know.
And if a monkey fucking stole a bike and planned to fucking rob a baby, Is it sentient? I don't know. Right? See? Yeah, exactly.
People too, bro.
That's exactly it right there. Monkeys are not people. Don't fucking go there. Computers are not people, okay? I feel like we're going to have to start saying that. What do you think about, Don, what do you think about Neuralink and the idea of, like, merging with AI? I mean, that's literally what they were talking about. That's where the show started with the Joe Rogan interview with Elon Musk today. But you've heard of this, right, Don?
Yeah.
And literally they're taking like single bit, strands that essentially attach to a small CPU into neurons and being able to stimulate that way. What are your thoughts on this? And would you be one of the later adopters to such a technology?
Yeah, I think I'm too old, but in the near future, I mean, this gets back to longevity, and I don't know if you guys were big Omni magazine fans.
No,
I've never heard of Omni. Back in the day in the 80s, what's his name's girlfriend there created Longevity magazine, and they discussed a lot of that shit. And two things are going to come out of this: medical, and that neuron thing is going to probably help stabilize, you know, brain issues like Alzheimer's and shit like that. And the other one is you're going to have that if you're planning on space travel.
You're going to have a neural uplink if you're planning on space travel. Why is that?
Yeah. Because you're going to have more tightly coupled computer human interaction, and you know, the current method of doing things to people is to add chemicals or whatever to their body, things that can't be sustained. Where a computer tied into your brain can tell you to turn off your kidneys and stop your bladder, and you know what I mean, and do things to your body that can facilitate you making a long trip.
Interesting.
Sounds like the Borg. It sounds like the Borg to me.
Yeah, a little bit.
I never thought of it that way. Because, yeah, you know, unless you're some so advanced rishi or yogi that is able to control their heartbeat through breathing or something like that, that's the closest in this form of humanity that we can get to that. Past that, you're literally talking about electrical impulses that that influence how each of your organs are going to work. Because, I mean, that's literally how it all works, right?
Well, you're talking about analog, chemical or physical or whatever, versus digital. Where if you can digitally manipulate a person's thoughts, mind, whatever, you know, they're automaton.
Wow. And that, for me, that goes one of two ways, because everyone wants to talk about, like, being able to communicate with everybody else. But I feel like it could be used by the wrong sources, you know, the wrong people to essentially shut you off and only use what parts of you that they want. And essentially hacking you, you know, hacking a fucking populace.
Sure. You don't think we're going to create slaves out of this?
Oh my God, dude. Fuck. That's crazy.
Yeah. Humans have a problem with slavery. They always did. It's always something that we always tend to go back to.
Well, I hate that. 411 people on this, but the greatest civilizations in the world have always depended to a greater or lesser degree, but to some degree, on slave labor.
And why is it then that we focused on AI past creating a dumb robot that we could use as a slave?
I think it's one of those, you know, moral equivalent kind of things, you know, where it's a dumb machine, I'm going to make it a slave. Okay, but now that slave machine has feelings, whatever, is more human. Aren't you enslaving him against his will kind of thing?
But that's why I say forego AI, you know, make it more like an automated process.
We're already there. You know, we're just in the home, we're just not fully up to speed with that. but for the most part, yeah, we're already there.
Hmm. That is true. Yeah. Robotics is amazing, dude. And that, to me, is the ultimate. I feel like we're going down a rabbit hole that we don't understand yet. And
well, yeah. Curiously, I gave... I was one of those early adopters of Lego's Mindstorm.
Okay.
And I gave that whole setup. It was about $500-$600 worth of stuff to my son when he went back to Atlanta with mommy. And he was, what, 8, 9, 10 at the time? By the time he got to junior high or whatever, he had created a robotics program within the school.
That's amazing, dude. Wow.
Because the teachers were like, well, we're going to start talking about this. And he's like, no, I already do that. My dad gave me all this stuff, and we do that.
Yes.
And the teacher's like, what? This is like 8th, 9th grade. And he brought it all in and said, yep, we can, you know, code it up this way. We program it. We do this. We do that. And then, interesting, that whole Lego Mindstorm just went away. And the reason was because it was getting too powerful.
Wow.
Even robots today, you know, you see them with Arduinos and Pis and stuff like that. And that's, indeed, you know, then you get a dude that puts a gun on a quadcopter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it has, you know, he has the ability to take it up and then shoot it remotely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something that our you know, our masters don't want us doing.
Right, totally. You can always do it the ghetto way too. Oh, what the fuck just? Oops. Yeah, the ghetto way is amazing. The ghetto way is like tie some fucking. some Roman candles to your shit and just like light that shit up and send them off, you know, or the drone itself. I feel.
Yep. Ooh, that shit. Guy. Just FBI showed up like 5 seconds after he posted this video.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah. They wanted to arrest the father and the son.
Fuck. Crazy dude. Hmm. Have you ever, you've heard of Russia FPV, right? Have you seen this video of that military drone that had all the fucking guns and shit on that? To me, that didn't even seem real.
There is a 6-wheeled vehicle that the military has been testing and using. It has a gun on it. It has a cooler in it, so it holds, I forgot, 180 bottles of water or something.
Yeah,
and like 4,000 rounds of ammo.
Holy fuck, dude.
Yeah, I think it's a minigun. One of them has a minigun on it, little 30 caliber minigun.
Wow. Insane.
They use it. And it has a drone, and it has radar and communication. And yeah, I remember watching this guy a lot, and some of the shit that he was showing off was just ridiculous. Yeah.
This FPS Russia video is from 8 years ago in 2012. Yeah. 8 years.
He got shut down, right? Didn't the cops shut him down?
I don't know who shut him down. If it was the feds or CIA.
Yeah.
Deep state got on in this motherfucker. Plus he got a weed charge too, and that kind of fucks you up with guns. And then his uncle was murdered. And he was the one that was helping him. He was the contact to these weapons. This motherfucker was flying drones in a Call of Duty, you know, commercial. You know what I mean? It's so crazy. Now he's just gone. Fucking ghosted. Goes to show you how powerful the powers that be are really are, and the lengths that they'll go to cover up what the dissent that they don't want to be expressed, you know? Or the power they don't want shared, you know? Because obviously you have a lot of power if you have access to weapons like this. Fucking, I would love to fly this drone. You have no fucking idea, though. Oh, my God. I'm just looking at it like, fuck. That would be fucking awesome. He is now one of the hosts of PKA Podcast. What's PKA Podcast? I don't think I've ever heard of that. You ever heard of that, Crafter? I never heard of that shit.
What is it?
Right?
Is it good? Shout out. Hook it up.
Right, right. Dude, I got some... I apologize. I got some major dog action in the background. It's fucking awesome. It sounds like little yappy dogs eating each other. It's fucking amazing. What the fuck? I was about to ask you something, Don. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, all... what do you think about what's going on here in a lot of places with the whole mask ordinance? Where now we're fucking looking at what's going on with, We forgot about the idea of flattening the curve. Now it's like somehow we're going to prevent people from getting the disease. And now in order to enter some places, you have to wear masks. Have you experienced that anywhere in your little shanty town out in the wilderness? And what do you think of that shit? You're muted, by the way, Don.
Sorry, I had to get up the UPS guy.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
Grom. Yeah. Like, what happens out in the shanty world where I am?
Yeah.
Well, I'm shanty Irish, so not.
Word. Dude, I have to say, I just fucking saw on the ticker, Bitcoin literally is at 9,999 right now. It's about to breach 10 grand. Hell yeah. Do you have any Bitcoin or any crypto, Don?
Yeah, probably 50, 100 bucks worth, maybe. I mined it, like, back in 2006, 7, 8, somewhere around there.
What was it that you mined?
Bitcoin.
Interesting.
Bitcoin, yeah.
Fuck that like shit, dude.
One or two hundredths of a coin or something like that. Did that go to 5,000 the other day?
It's almost at 10.
Right, but did it go down to 5,000? Because I saw something where the market was in something about oil and the Bitcoin was taking a hit or something.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it dip. In the past 2 weeks, I haven't seen it dip below 8. Okay. 8, you know, it kind of for the past month has been at like 8,200 to 8,600, more in like the 8,300 range. But yeah, so this has been the most action I've seen in like a few months.
You know, I get all my news from 4chan, so you got to take it with a grain of salt.
You know, you what on 4chan?
I get all my news from 4chan.
That's amazing. I love that. Is there something in 4chan that we need to know? You know, the normies in the world. What is the message that 4chan from 4chan that you have, you know, that you have received that you feel the normies need to know?
That's everything. Think about what's happening today where they want to arrest those two dudes that hunted down the jogger.
Right. It was two white dudes hunting down a black dude, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the narrative. The truth is, this guy was a criminal in a neighborhood he shouldn't have been, and they caught him in a house that was under construction, and they confronted him, and he ran, and then they went after him, and then he turned on them, and that's where kind of the video comes in. But supposedly the police had this video since day one, didn't arrest this guy, and the video out, and you're like, I don't see what they're doing wrong when the guy attacks them, jogger, the quote-unquote jogger in shorts, flip-flops, and a dark t-shirt and hoodie or something like that. It's like, none of this story makes sense, but supposedly they arrested the
That's
father
so
and
funny. Father. That's so funny because I heard that – the only place I heard that on was Fox News. And it was like, you know, two white men hunt down a black individual and kill him, blah, blah, blah. That's the only thing – I heard it at, you know, on the fucking radio on, Fox News. And it's funny that even coming from them, it kind of skewed the narrative. What the fuck is with that?
Mainstream media. Remember, it's still owned by Rupert Murdoch, and he's pretty left of center.
Right, right. I definitely want to pick your brain on, since you bring this up, what do you think of Trayvon Martin? You knew I had to ask you, Crafter. Do you think that he was an innocent person that was murdered, or do you think that he was not innocent and it was justified? Or where in the range do you think that he fits?
From day one, I supported Zimmerman, his defense, bought his book, sent his defense team money. So pretty much from day one, I knew this was a fucking con job. And it's interesting, like I brought up 4chan. 4chan digs into it and finds the pictures that matter, not the pictures that they use on TV that are, you know, the schoolboy look and everything. But the I'm a gangsta. So, yeah, I supported Zimmerman 100%, and I even support him now with all the shit that he has to put up with. You know, and I mean, just right away when NBC put his picture up there and darkened his skin like 3 shades, it was like, are you fucking kidding? Or lightened it, you know? Makes Zimmerman look like he was, you know.
Isn't he Mexican?
He's, yeah, half Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pardon my ignorance, Crafter. What do you think of the of Zimmerman? Do you think Zimmerman was justified in this?
No, I don't think Zimmerman was justified, and I also disagree with the whole jogger situation currently. I brought up the video real quick and started watching it. I was like, he's definitely not wearing flip flops. He's wearing a white T-shirt. He's wearing tennis shoes. I mean, it's pretty clear in the video, so I don't know where the dark hoodie or the flip flops came from. I don't know about the house thing. I haven't heard this narrative at all. But I was just like, you know, like I did watch the video already, but I just had to rewatch it to make sure. You know,
yeah, but he does go after him.
He does go after him. He runs around the right side of the truck and comes around the front and goes after the guy with the shotgun and tries to take the shotgun from the guy. That definitely happens.
Do you hear the sound though at the beginning when they say freeze? You know. Yeah. Stay put, the police are on their way or whatever. You can sort of hear that at the beginning of the video.
Because
that's all they were doing. They're trying to detain him. And when he attacked the father who had the shotgun, and here, the shotgun goes off a couple of times.
Yeah, he gets shot in the hand and then again in the chest. Right. And then, yeah.
Interesting.
You can see the blood plume when he gets hit in the chest.
By the way, speaking of which, that reminds me, we have a new section coming up on our website, verbose.xyz/band, and that's band all capital. That's the only way you can get to it right now is if you type in the URL. But videos that are being zucked from YouTube, we're re-uploading them there. Also, you can get all of our content, which is heavily banned as well. They don't like our musical choice, which, fuck you, we're getting it from your website. And... two, I don't think they like our content. I don't know.
They want to Alex Jones us so hard.
But they can't because we're not relevant.
Ha! Suck it.
It feels like they zuck the people that are relevant. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like rip that David whole... exactly! Rip fucking David Icke. I would love to show you clips from this, but I can't.
He's been saying crazy shit for 20 plus fucking years. Why is that a fucking problem now?
David Icke? Writer?
Yeah.
Banned from YouTube. Removed from Facebook, too.
Yes. And more like 40 years. I've been a big fan of his for a long, long time.
Me, too. Unapologetically, I fucking love David Icke. I don't necessarily agree that, the moon is hollow and the Anunnaki lizard people inhabit there and that they're shapeshifters that that put on human skin to be our political figures. I don't necessarily agree with that. To me, that's more of an allegory of what's going on. That these people, you know what I mean? They could imagine themselves to be something separate from us and that we're less than them because they're more powerful. It seems like an allegory to that, you know? Whatever vision he had, I think he's taking it too literal. But fuck yeah, David Icke. Did you watch any of his latest interview, Don?
No.
Yeah,
it's, I just saw that mention of it.
It's good. It's on. I can't remember the outfit. I actually saw it on. I saw Alex Jones talking about it on BitChute. I check out Alex Jones on BitChute via a channel by Ron Gibson. Ron Gibson is on YouTube as well, but it's more radio stuff. I think that's so that he can not get zucked from the platform. But he literally airs full shows on BitChute and DTube and all kinds of places. But Alex Jones and David Icke don't see eye to eye. David Icke hates Alex Jones. But Alex Jones is willing to share the entire fucking interview because he, you know, believes in what David Icke does, which I find profound. It's like, fuck that, dude. You came before me, bro. I want your torch to continue. I want the people to know. What was your introduction to David Icke, Don?
I don't remember. I just remember seeing a lot of shit. I didn't think it was on TV. Back in the early 2000s, maybe late 90s. If it's the guy I'm thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, he used to be a sportscaster in Britain.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he fucking one day realized this shit. Yeah, and that's has been his, you know, decades-long mission.
Multi-decade. Reptilian shapeshifters that live in a hollow moon.
Yep. Yep. What's interesting, and why I think he was zucked from YouTube recently in this interview is that David Icke's stance on coronavirus is that it's a fake, a completely fake pandemic. That in general, viruses do not exist because we've never had a live specimen or one that we can observe live. And that viruses themselves are a byproduct of cells that die from lessening of health. And I think, I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong out there in TV watching land, but I'm pretty sure he also believes that instead of it being some sort of virus, it's actually 5G that's like breaking down our bodies. Of course, David, I would fucking think that. You know what I mean? Of course that's where he would go with it.
Does he not believe in herpes?
Huh. You know, that's funny too. That's funny you say that because I was, you know, I was thinking about what we're going to say and what we're going to go into tonight. And I kind of wanted to compare it to AIDS because there are people that I've heard say that AIDS itself is just a byproduct of being really super promiscuous and doing lots of drugs. What the fuck? There is a TikTok cat killer right now. What the fuck? No, you don't fuck with cats, bro.
Gross.
Bad karma.
Yeah, it's fucking... Yeah, you don't do it on the internet either. They will fucking find you. The internet will find you.
But what you're eventually going to get to is this endemic. She makes a good point in there about RNA strains and sequences. That's what viruses are. They're not DNA, they're RNA.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And we don't have any good way of understanding RNA except looking at it and modeling it with electron microscopes. And the only way we know how to differentiate that is based on the proteins that we can chemically, you know, identify. But the RNA strand itself, the virus itself, there's still probably 80% mystery.
Wow. What is your stance on it, Don? Is this... Could this be some sort of conspiracy?
Well, it's a conspiracy in the fact that it's sort of been, if not prognosticated by Fauci for 3, 4, 5 years now, but, you know, in the works that when this comes up, and I'm pretty sure they were fucking around with it in the lab, And I don't know, maybe it got out accidentally on purpose, whatever, but they're using something that is even less lethal than, you know, a bad year of
the flu. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Not that, because the flu doesn't really affect, there's 7 billion people. A billion people can get the flu and we'll lose 200,000 people around the world to 500,000 the flu.
How many have we lost thus far with coronavirus?
Well, that's the numbers game. There's your conspiracy. And they show, oh, we have 200 more today. Okay, but you did 4 times as many tests today. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, what... You know what I mean? They're not telling you what they tested negative, per se.
What validity do you give these tests? Because I feel like it's, and Crafter, correct me if I'm wrong, they're testing the genetic remnants of a coronavirus infection?
Yeah, and they're looking for for antibodies and then, you know, the RNA, the proteins that they've identified.
Yes.
Well, there's two, the PCR test and the thing. But that's the question. Mm-hmm. We all have coronavirus in us.
That's what I think.
There are 50 million of them.
Mm-hmm.
How many of these are false positive for the corona? And how do you account for the fact that some people get a headache, are feeling bad, can't breathe, and die in like 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours? Kids get clots and all kinds of other problems and die quickly. And other people don't even feel it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's different. I think they're testing for, in general, a coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not, you know, not too far away from what the coronavirus is. But you heard about them not testing in Italy, right?
No, actually, I haven't heard this.
Yeah, that's why that plane. Remember, 3-4 weeks ago, we were talking about the plane that brought all the test kits here.
Yes.
Because they refuse to test because what they're getting infected with in Italy may be completely different than what we're getting infected with here.
Hmm.
But your place, so.
And that's true even, I think, regionally, too. I think there's been studies that the coronavirus that they've observed in New Mexico is already mutated and that you can be reinfected, which to me just says... These are just different viruses, you know?
Oh, that's a coronavirus. You get the cold. Even though you don't feel it, you probably get the cold about 6 times a year.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm. Interesting. It's just that you fight it, your body naturally fights it because of antibodies.
Yeah, you don't feel it. What happens if you go home one night and you got a sore throat? That could be a corona, cold virus.
Mm-hmm.
And you wake up the next morning, you're fine.
Interesting.
You don't feel it.
Right? But where do we draw the line between super fucking paranoid about shit and fuck it, I'm just going to go to work?
No, super paranoid plays into fear, uncertainty, doubt, and the conspiracy of, hey, when you go back to work, you know, you didn't wash your hands twice this time. You're going to get... Barrett, and you're going home today because you're not going to get paid because you didn't follow the rules, kind of thing,
dude.
And when my hand comes snapping back and knocks the guy over the fucking railing, you know, but I'm not going to take responsibility. I mean, he attacked me, and I defended myself with my hand picking him up and throwing him down the stairs. this is the kind of shit that's going to happen, you know. Dude, you don't even have to. This is Sparta. I'll just throw his ass down the stairs.
Right? Fucking virtue signaling has to be the most egregious waste of both virtue and signal. And signals.
Exactly.
You know, like, I'm experiencing this in corporate America right now where, like, it's more important to, like, cover your face with something so that you don't get shit talked about to you than actually wear a proper piece of protective, personal protective equipment. you know.
Well, did you hear the doctors are divided on this? The scientists and are wearing they? A mask may be more detrimental to your health.
Interesting.
And you're trapping the virus in your face, and you keep reinfecting yourself versus letting it out into the air, where that thing that's in the sky, what's it called? That globe that's really hot that burns off in like seconds.
So it has lots of UV light. That thing, right?
Don't talk about the UV. Don't talk about the zinc. Don't talk about.
Maybe we can put the sun inside your body.
If there was just some way we could put the sun inside your body. That's probably what's in your butthole, the sun.
Yeah. I want
your butthole.
Oh, the memeory is strong. Fucking amazing. Go ahead.
You saw also along that same line that the common thing in Italy and everything else, the people that are dying are extremely vitamin D deficient.
Interesting. Yeah, you could always supplement with D3, but nothing supplements, you know, a good 20, you know, 15, 20, I'd say at max 30 minutes in the sun.
Exactly. Stay out of 11 to 1 for the high UV 3.
Yeah, yeah.
In 1-3 era, but if you get early morning sun and late afternoon sun, you'll be fine.
Yeah, totally. See, that's what I'm about. That, to me, is sound, logical advice. When the government and some unappointed assholes try to tell me that we're in the search for a cure for the common cold, we actually have a patent on this cold, but forget about that. And you have to wash your hands constantly and stay inside and don't do anything that you would normally do to increase your fucking immunity. Trust us. That's where I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to go back to basics, and that's drink a lot of water, supplement when I feel I need to get me back to a point of homeostasis, and then create good habits. Make sure I'm going on walks. I'm getting a little bit of sun in the day. I'm eating, you know, proper food within a week. You know what I mean? These are just the basic building blocks to build your immunity.
Don't drink excessive alcohol. I mean, you could smoke. Like they said, nicotine seems to like chloroquine.
That's so crazy. That was a rumor in China really early on, too. That
No. So smoking, the nicotine suppresses. Or you not to smoke. You can pick the patch or gum, but the nicotine suppresses a fever and stuff like that. So
interesting. So fucking get you a big chaw in your mouth. Oh shit.
No, I don't want to be suffering from gum disease 20 years from now.
Yeah, fuck no.
I mean, I like a good chaw in my mouth, but
dude, same. I mean, not. I mean,
I'm married.
I'm
married. If I want to be unmarried, I'll put chaw in my mouth.
Wait, are you coming on to Crafter? Did you look at his directly at his beard?
Yeah.
I did want to pull it. Every day.
Women love Copenhagen, though. Just spit in a cup all day. Women love it.
Oh, my fucking God, dude.
Yeah, they melt.
I once had this chewing tobacco like substance from fucking India, and it's like it looks like little pink rocks, and it tastes and smells like the pink soap you get out of soap dispensers, but it's a nice light like nicotine buzz. You could keep it in your mouth for hours. It's just like fucking dude. I put Copenhagen in my lip, dude. It's over, bro. Like, I'll go from, like, oh, this is the nicest fucking nicotine buzz ever, to 10 seconds later, like, passed out. Like, oh, God, what did I do? Fuck. I just ruined my life. I just ruined my birthday. Literally. Can't do it. The best tobacco high for me ever. You chew so nasty. Totally. The best tobacco high for me ever is a 20 milligram Nicorette. That's like fucking, oh, God. Makes your eyelids kind of heavy and just kind of relax and fucking body high into your chair. That's the best fucking shit.
Damn.
It's overdoing it.
Don't ever put that in your mouth again. You don't want your chaw in my mouth, babe? I'm just saying. Anyways, we got some clips tonight, y'all. We might as well start this shit off fucking raw. This is a clip Crafter shared with me of some police misconduct in South Central LA, if I do believe. This is a preacher confronting cops. Here we go.
Please notice how many police officers you see gathered together over here. And let's see if they're socially distancing.
Yeah, let's see. What? Take us, preacher, on this journey. I am just enthralled.
Let's see if they're wearing masks. Today is Tuesday, so I think it's May 5th. I don't keep up with the date.
Boozy, be careful with your phone, goddammit. 6 times in a row? That's just insane. Anyways,
as much as I'd like to. All right, let's count.
We have the clip. Fuck, 10. Sorry, thank you.
Much more than 10.
There they are.
Much more than 10. Who's in charge?
Thanks, Juno.
Who's in charge? We're trying to figure out why you're not socially distancing and you're not wearing masks and you're clustered together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. So Mayor Garcetti, we have 20 police officers. None of them are wearing masks and they're clustered together. But you shut down my church saying it was 10 or more.
Soon as he said that,
get some names as they pass by.
You shut down my church.
Soon as he fucking says you shut down my church, they're like, "Oh,
fuck!
Oh, we can't stop and frisk this guy. We can't throw him on the ground and fuck him up. He's a preacher. Fuck! I have an oath to God and country. If I fuck this guy up, it'll be bad optics.
Together, 20 of them, no mask." Mr. Garcetti, this is what your police department is doing. This is how they do it in South Central. This is how they do it. We do have a Sergeant McLean. I was able to get his name. This is how they do it. It's like a game over here in South Central. Thin Blue Line, LAPD.
Oh, fucking got him. The only other part of the... Oh, fuck. It's his right as a pig. I mean, cop.
To protect and serve.
Protect and serve. Protect and serve. here's my thoughts on this. My thoughts on this is, like, I don't give a fuck that they're social distancing. I don't give a fuck that they're wearing masks. What I care is that these same fucking assholes are the same ones that shut down the church. You know what I mean? They're enforcing rules that they're not themselves willing to fucking go with. That pisses me off. Because if you're here to enforce the rules, that doesn't mean that you're above them. You're supposed to be here as a public servant to us.
Yeah. I've seen videos of cops beating people in New Jersey and New York for not socially distancing. In L.A., multiple videos of young people, 14, 15-year-old, getting beat by cops while handcuffed. For things like this, it's weird. It's really weird. Like, the authorities really coming out of some of these fuckers.
Mm-hmm. Like, they're taking advantage of it. What do you think, Don? Are we off base? Do you have a similar opinion? How do you differ?
No, there's definitely some misplaced authority here and idea that they now can just arrest you for, you know, looking at them funny, and they'll shoot you too. It's gone way beyond. And I've been following this on, you know, 4chan politics. A lot of people are getting very incensed about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Interestingly, though, that the Michigan State House and was it Ohio, those two state houses where they had armed dudes, you know, more or less occupying.
Yeah.
And there's a meme cartoon from, what's his name, the cartoonist in Buffalo. Shows the black guy down and the cop, you know, cuffing him because he did something, you know, in the protest. And then the white guy's walking by with the guns and everything else. And, yeah, hey, how you doing, you know? Like a double standard. But, honestly, who's going to really fight these guys? Do you really want to escalate it when they're carrying ARs?
Yeah, I mean, personally, yes. Me, yes. Because I think that my life isn't as important as the collective's ability to be free. I'm willing to fight and die for that. And I think there should be more people that are willing to do so. I think that's what we're. I think that's the core value that our generation is missing out on. We're so fucking stuck up our own ass, me, my individualism, what I represent. You forget about what we doing, what we about, you know. And this isn't some fucking bullshit on socialism or communism. It's about like-minded individuals coming together for a goal. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. And I think especially when you have an idea that you share with someone that you identify it with, why wouldn't you want to, you know, bring that into fruition with your fellow man?
Yeah, it's a different world there. Every state is different. This discussion with Cindy yesterday. We're heading towards hopefully it's not going to be as bad, but we're heading toward a populist revolution, and the last one that happened was the French Revolution.
Okay.
She asked, you know, how'd that start? You know, wasn't it women? And I'm like, yeah, it's a bunch of women that got pissed off. They couldn't buy bread, so they stormed, you know, the bakery, and then got pissed off that their husbands were in the Bastille and stormed the Bastille, and those fuckers had pitchforks and knives and everything else, and they fucked up some people pretty bad. And they were women. So, the perspective you got to have is that France is this small circle, as I told her, and then got to look at the United States, which is 50 small, medium and large circles. If you had 50 French revolutions going on one in each state, I'd say we're pretty much fucked.
Interesting, because we're never going to come together as a whole. We're too balkanized for that. It's part of the architecture of being able to divide and conquer.
Yeah, there's left and right. There's white and black. There's, you know, have and have not. I mean, we're divided on so many different levels that it's going to get ugly.
Interesting.
A lot of innocent people are going to fall. Now, that's the reason why I'm here. I mean, I decided 20 years ago to get west of the Mississippi River, because anything east of that is going to get just...
Yeah,
it's going to turn doggy dog.
It turns out Juno agrees with this as well. The U.S., in my opinion, would be more likely to go into another civil war. Yeah, but more divided than that. A war within a balkanized war where there's 50 separate wars.
Exactly. That was my point to Cindy, is that let's say we go into martial law. Okay, that's not going to stop anything, because in this little town or this little city or this little neighborhood, you're going to have two or three, four different factions dragging each other in the street, beating each other, shooting each other, chopping each other's heads off. It's not a civil war. It's literally, you know, in place. Not north, south. It's, you know, left, right. It's black, white, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And meanwhile, the centrists are going to be stopped as they're being fucking axed to the ground, you know.
Yeah, if they try to go out there and stop things. But I just think that, you know, martial law isn't going to do anything. Everybody says, oh, well, we'll have martial law and the military and the National Guard will clamp down. No, you don't understand. For every one of them, there's like 10,000 people. So just not enough of them to keep order. That's why, you know, we're looking at revolution or uprising or whatever. I mean, the point is that if you could do it and maintain order, great. But it just, we have our diversity in quotes, air quotes, is going to work against us in that matter.
I agree.
There was a guy there was a real good thread on there. And the one guy said, look, we're on the brink. Anyone else think we're on the brink of a revolution? And one guy said, yeah, I think we've been heading that way. And we were in January, we were years away from revolution. Now, mid COVID or post COVID, I think we're only a matter of weeks and months away from it. That's what this has done. the added fear, the added conspiracy, the added autocratic state, you know, and the police to make a short answer even longer. The police are acting out on behalf of governors and judges, and that judge got bitch slapped. The state Supreme Court in Texas had released the woman, and he had to. And, you know, he might lose his job over this.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about that one as well. That's coming up next. In all of this, you know, I feel like... Fuck, I had a good point. And all right. Now it is lost. No, that's cool. Revolution. Fuck. It's gonna happen. Yes, but I don't know. I feel like the American people, there's too many people that are still so fucking oblivious to everything that's going on. But you see people waking up left and right. Crafter, you've seen this as of recent, people, things coming more to a boil, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't want to say happy, because it's unfortunate to see everything just go to shit. But, I mean, during the last election, I was like, you know, fuck my shit up party. Whoever's going to fuck up this country fast enough to fucking get us to make a better one. And, you know, I guess Trump was the guy to do it.
Yeah, actually, I want to pick your brain on this as well, Don, because I feel like, you know, I held out for Trump for a while. I don't know if I'm not there anymore. And I feel like you still are, Don, and I definitely want to ask you questions. But you had brought up that that hairdresser. I want to go ahead and get into that while we're on a roll here.
Yeah.
This is that woman, this is from Reuters, because I'm trying to play more leftist stuff so that, you know, we can expose you to the bullshit that's actually out there, or be able to hear a tinge of that narrative. Anyways, this is Reuters talking about this woman and what actually happened with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how they do it.
Next one. Here we go. And yes, I'll go to the video.
I'm not closing the store.
Here you go.
If they arrest me, I have someone that will keep the store open, because it's our right to keep the store open.
That's Dallas salon owner Shelley Luther last week, and this is her on Tuesday. Luther was sentenced to a week in jail and a $7,000 fine after she was found in contempt of court for defying Texas governor's stay-at-home orders and keeping her business open. She also tore up a cease and desist letter on April 25th at the Open Texas Movement protest, and a few days later received a temporary restraining order after she continued to operate her business.
Mm-hmm. Saying that you do have to close, are you going to close?
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
I need a haircut.
Thank you. Come get one.
Dallas Judge Eric Moye on Tuesday said Luther's actions were wrong.
That your actions were selfish, putting your own interests ahead of those of the community in which you live.
He said,
oh, damn. He literally calls her selfish. Hold on.
That he would let her avoid jail time and only give her a fine if she apologized, admit she was wrong, and agreed to keep her business closed until Friday, when salons are allowed to reopen in the state. But Luther refused.
I have to disagree with you, sir, when you say that I'm selfish, because feeding my kids is not selfish. I have hairstylists that are going hungry because they'd rather feed their kids. So, sir, if you think the law is more important than kids getting fed, then please go ahead with your decision, but I'm not going to shut the salon.
On Wednesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, said he and the Texas Attorney General sided with Luther, calling for her immediate release, and adding that the judge in the case went too far in applying the law. On March 19th, Abbott issued a stay-at-home order to help slow the spread of the virus. Luther closed her salon on March 22nd, but reopened it on April 24th. On Tuesday, Governor Abbott said hair salons, barbershops, and nail parlors could reopen starting this Friday after restaurants and shopping malls resumed business on a limited basis last Friday. But businesses would have to follow specific rules, Abbott said, like reducing seating capacity to 25% and requiring people to practice social distancing where possible. And barbers and salon workers must wear masks and gloves. As for Luther, she will be fined $500 each day her salon stays open until Friday. Her lawyer reportedly said he planned to appeal the ruling immediately, but added it would be tragic if she contracted the virus while in jail.
Oh, damn! That little bit of a fucking zing at the end. You might get that fucking Rona. So, is she justified, or, is feeding your kids not, is that a selfish act? What do you think, Don?
They picking on me.
It's the 64th episode, dude. I'm celebrating the fact that, you know, we've upgraded. Anyways, continue.
Here's the deal, and you'll see this in this is firsthand in New Mexico. The one state legislator is suing the governor and is calling on the U.S. DOJ and the Supreme Court to rule that much of these, you know, what they're calling laws under this emergency are not technically enforceable, because even with the power that they're giving the governor under the emergency, there is a specific law in New Mexico that says when she declares emergency, she has 7 days to recall the legislature.
Okay.
And she didn't do that because the legislature has to bless her, you know, edicts. You can't just one-sided, and that's the same thing that's happened in Michigan. I believe in Ohio they did, and I thought they called or took stuff to the legislature. But in a lot of states, in a lot of towns, under the emergency, mayors and town councils and including the governor and judges, think that they have added powers, and that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, yeah.
I mean, the greatest power out of all of them is the fucking Constitution, and we're just throwing that out the window, it seems.
Well, and that's the point, is that those laws are legitimate if and when they are adjudicated, legislated, and conform with the law of the land. Mm-hmm. Every state has its own right to do its own thing, but it has to conform to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. That's the state rights versus the federalists, you know, kind of divide and mandate that has to go on. And unfortunately, on one side is a Republican, you know, sort of minded person. I believe in states' rights. But as a nation, we're all, like you said, under the Constitution. We still have to conform to the constitutional norms.
Like, so you... Like what?
Restrain a trade.
Mm-hmm.
You can't close business. That is absolutely unconstitutional. And mm-hmm. every state is going to have years and years and years of litigation piled mm-hmm. on it.
It should be unenforceable as well.
Well, yeah, it's enforceable when you send the state police, or in like that bar in Texas where they sent the SWAT team.
Wow.
Because the dudes were carrying ARs in, mm-hmm. when they opened the bar. That's technically, if you want to get down to it, and it's interesting if the Supreme Court can even handle this shit, they'll probably just defer it to the circuit courts. Mm-hmm. And that means you get liberal and leftist rulings on the West Coast, East Coast, and in the center of the country, you'll get more conservative rulings.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the gist of this whole thing, is that this case is going to probably be landmark case.
You want to know some good news?
Yeah.
The Texas Supreme Court has already ruled on this case and ordered her released today. So.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, and their statement is like, you know, throwing Texans in jail who have had their businesses shut down through no fault of their own is nonsensical.
Wow. Yeah.
And you would figure that in Texas you wouldn't have this in the first place, but
of all Texas, places.
Yeah, the Texas Supreme Court is like, look, we're pretty pro business here. This is way beyond his authority to do this. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that we're heading towards more litigation in New Mexico because you just won't give it up. And going back to the whole thing about kind of being a social justice warrior, she's going to open up the state if we behave and do the right things. And who the fuck are you? I'm never going to wear a mask.
Right.
I'm under the impression that it's not healthy, so I ain't wearing a mask.
Right, right. Fuck. And it doesn't matter anyways. The mask isn't there to protect you. It's there to look safe.
Yeah, but you see, I watch KRQE, they show all these people and are like, well, it's not responsible and it's not, you got to think about, no, stop. If a business tells me I have to wear a mask, go in and do their business, that's their right. They own the business. Mm-hmm. I can decide to take my $2,000 that I'm going to spend at Lowe's. If they tell me I need a mask, I tell them, fuck you. I'm going to go spend it over at Home Depot.
Yeah, exactly. But I think both those places require masks now.
Well, if they're following the governor's thing.
Mm. Indeed. Harbor Freight, man. I was there last week, and I literally had to wait in line. I had to wait in line that was separated by 6 feet. And they were only letting a certain amount of people in there. And it was fucking...
We're hearing the same thing.
Yeah?
It was like...
There's what?
There's like, you know, thing is like, what, 100 feet by 100 feet?
Mm-hmm.
If that, and he was only allowing two or three people in the store at a time, and Cindy had to wait there for like 10 minutes just to get in and, you know, get something real quick.
Right. But in the interest of time, we gotta continue on. This is crazy. This is unprecedented for verbose.xyz that we have so much actual conversation. But I wanted to show this to you, Don, because I'm pretty sure that you're off the radar as far as leftist media is concerned. And this is a good one. This is this doctor. His name is ZDogMD. And he's doing a reaction video to Plandemic. And we've all seen Plandemic. If you don't know what Plandemic is, it's this woman, Judy... What's her last name, Crafter?
I fucking don't remember. I'll upload it to fucking band, though.
Yeah. Regardless, fucking... We have Plandemic Part 3, I think, uploaded to the band videos on verbose.xyz. I'm downloading the Part 1, which is actually hosted on their website. Go to plandemicmovie.com. If you don't know what we're talking about, but essentially this is an insider that worked with Fauci for years that kind of exposes the idea of the pharmaceutical company taking over the CDC and all these inside organizations and just becoming a money mill like anything fucking else. It's like money. What do we need? Money. That's it. You know. Your family will be taken care of for the next 100 generations. No, I need more money. Anyway, so this is a doctor, ZDogMD, reacting to Plandemic. You'll fucking love... I can't wait for you to see this. You're going to love this, Don. Here we go. Actually, Crafter, you haven't seen this either, have you? Ooh, you're going to love this. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Zubin Damania, a.k.a.
Hi, Zubin Damania.
ZDog. About 1 million people have sent me this clip, Plandemic, about the conspiracy with Fauci and Dr. Judy Mikovits, and I got to admit, I am shook. After having watched the whole thing, I am shook that Americans are so freaking stupid as to take even a second of this horrible garbage conspiracy nonsense seriously. Really? You guys want me to sit and debunk this garbage?
I can't even get through it without like, I feel like every time someone on the left like far left, you know, I'm not making fun of fucking leftist libertarians and things like that. I'm making, you know, or classical liberals and things. I'm talking about progressive identity politics, social justice warrior leftists. That's what I'm fucking talking about. And this motherfucker does the really, like, that's a fucking argument. Just because you change the inflections in your voice, it doesn't make your point any more valid.
This is so dumb, I don't need to even make a point. That's my point. I am greater than you.
Oh, at verbose.xyz, we strive to use more words than less. And then this is just straight up fucking virtue signaling. Anyways, let's continue.
Bitch, what is wrong with us as a people? What's gone wrong with our education? What's gone wrong with our common sense? The first 5 seconds of that video reeks of crazy sauce, and no one can recognize that. YouTube keeps taking it down, which, you know, I don't believe in censorship. But guys, Judy Michael.
Oh, thank you. You don't believe in censorship. Thank you for appropriating us this right.
If you do a simple Google search, you can find out the main claim of the video is that she was falsely arrested with no charges for, like, going against Fauci or something. No. She was arrested because she stole equipment, notes, and data from a lab that she was fired from. She's a PhD scientist. She was known for, in 2009, putting out a paper saying that chronic fatigue syndrome was caused by a murine virus. Well, it turns out that paper was retracted from Science when they realized no one could replicate it, and her methods and science were completely shoddy. Now, ever since then, she's been on a mission.
She's so discredited.
To try to prove to people that she's not crazy. And this video does not help that. It is filled with the worst kind of InfoWars garbage conspiracy nonsense.
Hey!
It's a who's who of nonsensical thinking. They go, and doctors have been saying, and then they show a chiropractor going, you should drink tonic water. It's the same chiropractor that I've railed on again. They have a clip of the two Bakersfield doctors. Why are they having us say COVID on everything? Well, because you get paid more when you diagnose COVID. We already know that. How does that prove this whole thing is some big Fauci conspiracy theory? This is crazy.
They're trying to steal money because of COVID.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it does show that.
It's fine that they're doing that. What does that mean? It means nothing besides they're stealing money.
Yeah, why would they, if they get a little bit, they just want a little bit of money. You know how money is, just a little bit.
Don't but I'm not going to make a video about that. Fuck no.
No, I want clicks on YouTube.
Time. Watching it, don't waste your time. Sharing it, don't waste your time. Talking about it. I can't believe I'm wasting my time doing this, but I just want to stop getting messages about it because it's really frustrating to think that people are this freaking stupid. Really, you guys. Like, we don't have other things to worry about than a crazy attention-seeking person who is using this crisis to capitalize here. She's been at this for years.
Bruh, it's so funny that you say that, because it seems like there's a power that be that are making money off this shit on all sides and capitalized.
What product is this chick selling? Huh? Where's she going to get all them YouTube dollars? She gonna take over the world with YouTube money, motherfuckers.
That's she already I'm got taken this. Down, dude. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly why we're doing this, right? All the fucking YouTube bucks.
This motherfucker, man. This motherfucker.
I knew you'd like this one. Anyways, let's finish this shit off.
Go back. She's on Natural News, all the anti-vaccine sites. You should, and people say, oh, I'm just attacking.
She sounds like it's right up my alley. Anyways.
Credibility in using ad hominems. Yeah. You should look at the credibility of the people who are trying to convince you that they're right when they don't have any science to prove it. Then you look at the credibility and you look at the people that they're associating with and they're citing. And you
got a good point, Don. It's all about the fucking, you know, these treatments. You know, we try to discredit certain treatments and shit like that. But what actually works, we want to bury that.
Realize they are all non-credible lunatics. Done. Case closed. Stop talking about it. All right.
But, oh, I read that shit closer. Yeah, it's all about the patents, dude. It's all about all the... Yeah, exactly. And that's literally what that video talks about. Anyways.
All right, guys. Share this, video. I love you, and we out. Peace.
Oh, my God.
I'm with you. Not an argument. He didn't make any argument. He just bailed on about how crazy she was. And I get it. She was a different kind of doctor and had alternative theories and everything else. But early on in his world... Mm-hmm. I mean, they called it gay-related immune deficiency and some other fucked-up names. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what they were looking at. They didn't even know how to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, hey, along those lines, you know, I am kind of tuned into this. I don't know if you ever heard of, what's his name, This Week in Virology, Viv. It's,
no.
What's his name out of New York. I listened to his show. Many years I got away from it, but I go back. I had many books on virology, gave them to my niece, who was down in Austin. She was studying bio something and virology, gave those books to her. You know, I've been into this since the 80s, so you know, I don't have a doctorate, okay. I can listen to doctors and I can listen to scientists and tell me, and I'm a pretty good barometer for bullshit. And, you know, she slides on a few questions in that part one that I didn't like, you know, but it's not, I think anything that kind of attacks her credibility, she doesn't want to really answer to. And the stealing of the notes, really? I mean, our PhDs held to a different level where I can't take notes home because I'm a PhD or a research scientist. That sounds a little bit more like, you know, where we're headed, where companies have, you know, lord over you and tell you what to do and say. And outside of work, you can't say this. And
Indeed.
Well, I look at her and see, yeah, okay, I understand where people say that, but she's lost credibility, and that paper she submitted that was retracted, you know, I think about 10,000 papers like that are put out every year. She's not the only one, and most doctors don't even want to publish shit like that because they know, you know, if they get slammed for it, then they lose all credibility. You know, like being a doctor. Well, you've got to go with the flow. If you don't, if you go against the current narrative, they'll pull your license. But wait a minute, how do you pull my license if I have an alternative theory to what you're presenting?
Exactly. And I just want to compile data on my theory. Isn't that what science is? It's the unending search for, you know, understanding.
And you make the point. He talks about science. It isn't science anymore.
Right.
It's all about the dollars.
Yeah, you can't find the definitive answer in science. Things are already always unfolding, always changing. There's always updates to information. I mean, look at tech, you know. You can't look at tech the same fucking, you know, almost day to day, let alone like year after year. And I feel like science should be moving forward like that, not like settling on ideas. It should be a constant argument. Let's bring the flat earthers back into the science community. Oh, God. And they can hang out with the fucking motherfuckers talking about the simulation and shit. That's what I fucking think. What do you think, Crafter? Does this guy hold the candle to you? You think we're fucked completely? What's going on here?
Is this guy a real doctor? That's my question. If he is, why didn't he suddenly know not to prescribe so many opioids?
people there.
Yeah. Fucking opioids. Fucking Z-Dog. You go to his channel, fucking just, you know what? Don't even give him a thumbs down. Just ignore this video together. You got to see it here. Total fucking fake. Alfonso, what's up, dude? Don's doctor reference reminded me of a riddle. Oh. I once knew a man from Nantucket. Was it that riddle?
That one, yeah.
Yeah, must be. We're getting strapped on time here, but I have a little.
What else was a man named Dave?
Right. What? Dave? I don't think I've heard this one. What do they call a doctor that graduated from med school with a C average? You call him doctor. Oh, that's fucked up. It's fucked up. It's like, oh, what do you? Yeah. What do you call a president that got a C in Harvard? George W. Bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah. Well, I'll fucking pick your brain next week about Trump and where we're at with Trump. That could fucking wait. I want to play a little bit. I want to play a little bit of this clip. I know we're getting close here, but this is fucking. I just want to let it set in. I want to see Fauci. You know, fucking. I want to see the words coming out of his mouth. I want to see how genuine. I want to use a little bit of that discernment to see if we could see some of that evil in him, or it's just an overreach. But what better way to display his despicable fucking face? Right next to Chris motherfucking Cuomo. Here we go. This is Dr. Fauci in his most recent interview on CNN with Chris Cuomo.
You didn't do the modeling on this, but these numbers are making people nervous. Not nervous enough to not reopen, by the way, which is an important point. What is your perspective on them?
Yeah. Well, models that change numbers like this, Chris, often confuse people. But the fundamental core principle behind it doesn't change. And that's something that we've been saying all along. When you have a lot of virus activity and you know that you're able to contain it to a certain degree by the mitigation, the physical separations, the kinds of things that we've been talking about, gateway, phase one, phase two, phase three, and you start to leapfrog over some of these, you're inviting rebound. And rebound is going to give you spikes, and spikes are going to give you the kinds of numbers. I don't know if those numbers, because I have skepticism about models, mm-hmm. about they're only as good as the assumption.
Crafter, it fucking fucks with me, because at one point he's certain about phase one, phase two, phase three, and the trajectory of this, and that he knows that if we social distance, but he doesn't know the numbers. He doesn't know the models. Why is that?
It's because it's just gibberish. It's fucking, it's trying to say reassuring shit while also fucking being ambiguous and fucking not clear. He doesn't know. He doesn't want to guide anybody. He wants to profit off the fucking chaos.
Dude, Fauci to me, dude. Anyways, I want to hear Chris Cuomo talk a little bit. And this is just a great freeze frame because Chris Cuomo, his face is unshaking. That shit doesn't change. That's probably his O face. When he's fucking spanking the monkey and he's about to jizz, fucking in the urinal at CNN, that's the face he's making. And then that's the face that Fauci makes when he fucking jizzes. Just throwing that out there. Here we go.
You put into them, but they're not completely misleading. They're telling you something that's a reality. That when you have mitigation that's containing something, and unless it's down in the right direction and you pull back prematurely, you're going to get a rebound of cases. And that's something that I've been talking about in multiple interviews, multiple time. It is tempting rebound when you do something prematurely.
Now, you know, everybody sees you as the person who wants us to stay the course and keep with the social distancing and let's get the science right. But they don't also understand that Tony Fauci knows what economic hard times are about, how your family came up, what life was like for you coming up. You know that people are in need right now. You know money is short for them. How do you balance those interests in your own heart and mm-hmm. head? That you know people are strapped by this and they're worried about their families losing whatever dreams they have. How do you balance?
Well, Chris, I'm not at all insensitive. In fact, I'm very sensitive to the potential downsides of the kind of economic crises that we're having, the suffering of people who are not working. I mean, that's something that, I mean, you'd have to be so callous not to really feel the pain that people are feeling. But what I do know as a scientist, a physician, and a public health official, that unless you turn this around in the right direction and try, because of your desire, an understandable desire to get back to some form of normality, if the situation is right to do that, if you're starting to see things coming down and you start pulling back gradually, and you have the capability of, when you do get blips, to essentially put the lid on them, there's nothing wrong with doing that carefully. the thing that I get really concerned about, despite this concern about what economic consequences you might have, is that when you pull back and the virus is doing this, it's only going to do that. It's not going to turn around and come down. So there is a balance, and you've got to look at both sides of it. And there are, I mean, the United States is a big country, as you know, Chris, and that things are going to be different from one region to the other. And I think what sometimes confuses people is that when you talk about pulling back under certain circumstances, there are regions, areas, counties, cities in which you can do that mm-hmm. safely now. But there are...
I really think Chris Cuomo right now is either getting a Hummer under the desk or taking a shit. I can't fucking tell. And I'm done hearing Fauci. Like, it looks like he's dying in this freeze frame. It's like, oh, please believe me. Please understand I have your best interest in mind. Just keep staying inside. Keep wash your hands. We have to social distance. Make sure that the economy is shut. That's all I could fucking hear. I don't think he has any sensitivity to what's going on. He just wants to be right.
I mean, he was a healthcare professional before the crisis, and he didn't fucking raise his outrage with how it was not working then.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
He wasn't aware of shortages of PPE. He wasn't aware of shortages of ICU beds for pandemic. It didn't come up. So, I mean, he mm-hmm. failed at his job until something happened. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And he was on board with the whole everything's fine, it's not communicable thing, even though in 2016 there's going to be a surprise pandemic. Fucking blows my mind. Oh, wait, by the way, you're still muted, Don. Open the country now, but keep the social distancing. Kind of like that. It's like, yeah, you know what? Just stay the fuck away from me. Just stay the fuck away.
6 feet.
6 feet, bitches. We'll leave you with that. 6 feet tonight. Fucking 6 feet from actually having a good time out in the town. 6 feet away from your mom that you want to hug. 6 feet away from your boss who you'd like to punch in the face. Fuck it. Here we are. Verbose.xyz every week. I gotta give my shout out. So what's this, Don? I want proof of the numbers, death certificates, hospital census, proof of contagion. I agree, and I also think that if you look at, you know, some of the information that's been leaked recently and taken down, obviously, that this virus might not be as deadly as we once thought. There might be some sort of validity to that. That's something that we should probably discuss as a nation rather than trying to hide this shit. Also, I've been hearing all these personal accounts from people saying that now within their business people are getting sick, and this is in the medical industry, that there's people that are working, they're getting sick, they're keeping a hush-hush and keeping them at work. You know what I mean? Or not admitting when they work to exposure. How many?
80 hours. I mean, nurses, yeah. You got to remember that the people that were picked to do this, the nurses and everything, it was a small group that had to work 800 hours a week. They didn't want to let anybody else in because they get overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, so they kept that number as small as possible.
That's so intense. Anyways, we're running out of time here, guys. It's all good. Love you guys out there in TV watching land. If you're from Egypt, yeah, you keep doing what you do, but you go bisexual. If you're from fucking Iraq, I would say that you're probably a homoerotic cuddler. Iran, fuck you guys. Let's see, Palestine, straight Palestine B. But always remember, the gay is real. Shout out to Alex Jones, you can come on our show anytime. Any final thoughts from either of you motherfuckers?
Good luck, Corona World.
Yeah, it's not fake. I certainly wouldn't go visit my 80-year-old in-laws, but still, at the same time, open up the country.
Open up that motherfucking country. You heard it first from the Don, one of the many Dons. We fucking love you out there on TV watching land. Thank you for fucking joining us for the 64th episode. If you're checking us out later, that's cool too. We love you out there. Fucking, we are verbose.xyz. You can check us out there. Shout out to Alex Jones. Come on the show, motherfucker. David Icke. I flex like David Icke. Shout out to you too, motherfucker. And, enjoy the ignorance on the way out. We will see you next time.
Go to Palm Springs for a day trip. Free band, October zone, it's the same shit. Shorty keep on knocking back the shots, better pace this. Whoa, whoa, bank notes, presidential faces. Whoa, whoa, bank heads started seeing spaceships. Whoa, we just started fucking, she impatient. Now she want a butt lift, now she want some LASIK. Just to see the bag clear, that way she could chase it. Ay, ay, I remember grade six. I was up in Payless trying to get some A6. Now I'm Nike down in a motherfucking snake pit. Now I'm typing niggas, give it out, and I don't take shit.
I've been in the cut for 13,000 months.
Hey, Southside, where you get all that drip?
All that brrr, you gon' think we from Saudi Arabia. Money coming, brrr. Hey, my trap coming up the street. I ran a check up on my feet. Billy talk, Billy talk. Go ask your mama, I'm a boss. I got all, I'm your daddy. I bought her a Rari.
I eat calamari. I'm a lot of black. BBG, why Sano just was bragging. Told my story, got it clear by your daddy.
FBG, YSL, what's happening in? Richard Mille, all this shit, nigga, what's happening in? Louis Vuitton, bandana, boy, what's happening in? D4L, start a man, say what's happening in?
Going home, you know they shite shit. What's happening? Go inside, you better.